Hi, lovely. Welcome to the very first episode of A Teen's POV. Thank you so much for listening. I'm glad to find you here. My name is Dia Bengra, and I am the host of this podcast. So, before we get into things, I just wanted to go through why I actually started this podcast as, like, a brief overview before we start on today's topic. And basically, I just wanted to talk about all the hardships that I've been through and that I've seen other people go through as well, especially coming from someone who's maybe the same age as you, hopefully, because I want it to be something that's relatable as well, that maybe can help you through your struggles as well. And I'm very, very well aware that people's lives, whether it be mine or someone else's, can come across as picture perfect, and you only see all the fun that they're having with their friends on Instagram or out and about. But in reality, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and believe it or not, I've been through a lot of, like, emotional inner turmoil that not everyone sees. And obviously I'm not going to go around sharing my emotional baggage with people. But the whole point of this podcast was so that I could create a safe space where I show what can really happen and that you're not alone, and hopefully you'll be able to relate to it. Okay, getting on with the topic. So I want to talk today about self-worth, and I know that you've probably had a million PE lessons going, like, on about self-esteem and self-identity and self-worth, like, literally every single PE teacher. But I'm going to start with a proper definition and then define it myself and what I think it is. So I found that the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, I don't know if I'm saying that right, defines self-worth as the internal sense of being good enough and worthy of love and belonging from others. And honestly, I agree with the definition, but I feel like, especially when we're young and, like, we're in that bridging phase between not quite being young children, but also not being adults either, it can really be influenced and impacted by what we see and what we hear and what our friends are doing and what we think is right compared to what our parents might think is right. And all of these things can impact our self-worth. Like, take for example, okay, I've got a really, like, basic example, but it's the only thing I can think of at the moment. So you've all probably heard something along the lines of, with influencers, and I know at least for girls it's very common to say that influencers have become the new Barbie dolls. Like, beauty standards have been set so high because of all of these influencers with their perfect bodies or perfect faces and whatever, even though they've put so much money behind it. Like, there's so much that goes behind making them appear the way that they do. But I know that there are a lot of young girls out there that see these figures and idolize them and compare themselves to them, and that can really impact their self-worth. But I think probably in your younger teen years, or even, like, preteens, like between 11 to 13 even, I'd say that you're less likely to be aware of it. And I know from experience as well that I've definitely felt that comparison, and It's definitely unhealthy, yes, but sometimes it's really hard to fight. Because I know as a young girl, I wouldn't compare myself. Because I guess that was never really something I did. But I would always look up to those certain figures. And I'm sure everyone would have had them as well. But sometimes it would get to a point where it was unhealthy. And I guess every young girl kind of has people that they idolize and want to copy and be like. But when we start going further into our teen years, it can really have a big impact on our self-worth. And honestly, comparison just is the thief of joy. That's what it is. That's what I was looking for. Because I know it's easier said than done to understand, but we are all beautiful and unique in our own ways. And this actually reminds me of a conversation that I had with my mum not too long ago, and I was saying how there are so many teenagers, especially out there, and some of my friends as well, that are trying to be like someone that they're not, trying to act like someone that they're not, or trying to look a certain way just to impress others. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, like, you can do what you want, but I don't think people realize that there's just something endearing about every person who is authentic to themselves. Like, something that you might think is weird about yourself, or something that you might not like about yourself, someone else might find charming. And I know that I certainly do. I've had a number of friends where they might have thought that a certain part of them was weird, but maybe that part was exactly what drew me to them. The point I'm trying to make here is that, yes, there's a lot of media out there that influences us subconsciously, like, that we don't even realize, whether it be influences that you see, or whether it be advertisements, or, well, I don't even know, it could be anything really. Even faces that you see in, I was gonna say magazines, but no one actually reads magazines these days. But you get my point. There's a lot of subconscious keys that we get from the media that make us feel like we're not good enough, or we need to be a certain way in order to be good enough. And I guess that's another reason why it can be so hard to fall in love with your own quirks and things that make you different. Because especially when you're a teenager, everyone's just trying to find themselves, and sometimes it's easier to be like everyone else, and it's easier to fit into the mold, because that way you kind of have, like, merged yourself into a group where no one can pick on you. But the moment you display your diversity, you become open and vulnerable in a way, and it becomes like something that someone could pick on you for. And that's a whole other thing that I can go into. But in a book I was reading, quote Dr. Joe Dispenza, he says this. Okay, I got the book I was going to quote from, and I'm just going to read from it. He says, ask any mental health professional who specializes in working with young people, and she will tell you that the one word defines what it is like to be an adolescent is insecurity. As a result, teens and preteens seek comfort in conformity in their numbers. Rather than let the world know what you're really like, adopt and adapt, because everyone knows what happens to those who are perceived to be different. The world is complex and scary,
but make it less frightening and much simpler by lumping everyone into groups. And, end quote. I think that almost perfectly sums up what I was trying to say. It's like, your self-worth kind of needs to stem from authenticity. And it's kind of hard to do that when we live in a society that asks you to be someone that you're not. Which brings me into my next topic, or like the next subtopic of this. Oh, that's my cat. She says hi. I don't know if you could hear her. Which is society's influence and like societal structures and how it affects our self-worth. I could go on a million rants about what I think is wrong with society, but regarding self-worth, I think it's a lot of like showing off, but in a subtle way. And especially with social media, I guess we've kind of created, subconsciously or not intentionally, unintentionally, created a society where everyone puts their best foot forward. Everyone wants to create a presence that looks aesthetic and appealing and essentially perfect. And there was no bad intention behind that when everyone first started doing that. But it kind of became toxic after a while, and especially for younger people, because as our brains develop, we actually only start developing certain critical thinking skills when we're teenagers or like later on in our teens. So there's still an open doorway between our conscious and subconscious mind during that time period. And that's why it's can be so hard to find yourself again if you lose your self-worth and sense of identity before you even like get into those later years of your teenage years. And oh, that's my other cat. She says hi. And also another thing that I wanted to say was, especially in high school, there's like, I don't know about you, but I know certainly for me, there was this stage where everyone would kind of like avidly watch each other and see what they were doing and subtly copy them in certain ways. And it was like everyone was kind of trying to be the same. And I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's society or if that's just teenagers, but that's something else that kind of comes back to authenticity as well. It's like everyone just trying to be something that they're not just so that they have a sense of security. And another big subtopic of this would definitely be peer pressure and just the influence of peers in general. And I think that the people that you spend your time with are like a very important factor to your self-worth, because if you're hearing negative self-talk from other people 24/7, you're probably going to start thinking the same things about yourself. And it reminds me of that one scene in Mean Girls, and I hope you get the reference, but it's when they're all at Regina's house and they're all looking into the mirrors and saying how, oh, I have, my shoulders are too big, or my, I don't know, I have rolls and whatever. And then Katie, who's new to the quote unquote girl world, says that she didn't realize that there was worse things than just being too skinny or being too fat. And
that kind of, that's one scene kind of like sums that all up. What you see in other people that you spend time with also starts to reflect what you see in yourself, and that's why it's kind of important that you surround yourself with the right people. And if you don't get the reference, please go to YouTube right now and look for that scene, or watch the movie. It's a good movie. I'm going to finish off by saying that self-worth is a very, very broad topic, and I definitely didn't cover all of the facets in this episode. And I also just wanted to say that it can be very, it can look very different to various people, but we are all divine, worthy, and complete just as we are. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. Simply by being here, you are worthy. And I know that there are so many things in this twisted world that try to tell you otherwise, and so many people and material things that try to tell you otherwise, but it's not true. And when it comes to my personal self-worth, I can say that I've definitely had times where I have changed myself for other people, and I've fell into that trap, that same trap. So it's not just you, and I know that it's a lot harder than it seems. And just as a last little example or anecdote, there was a time when the whole, like, the whole relationship thing became new to everyone, and we were, like, quite young, and I just wanted a guy to like me like that, but it wasn't for the right reasons. It wasn't because I, like, wanted a relationship or anything, you know? I just wanted someone to like me, because I didn't realize it at the time, but looking back now, I can see it's because I didn't have, or I was lacking some self-worth, like, within myself, and so I was seeking validation from other people. And of course, young me didn't realize what that actually meant, but sorry if you can hear the meows in the background, that's just my cats very determined to make their way onto this podcast. But as I was saying, it was like I didn't realize that there was anything wrong with that, because everyone was kind of in the same boat in a way. But now I do know, and I definitely can't say that I don't struggle with it sometimes, because I do. I guess it's something that is always going to be there, like a constant journey that never really ends. But in the end, all we can do is try to improve ourselves and try. And honestly, you're already taking the first step by listening to this podcast, because the first step to improving anything is always awareness. And on that note, I'd like to give you a few reflection questions that will hopefully get you thinking. So I want you to take a minute and think to yourself, why do I depend on others to show me my worth? Why do I place my worth externally? Why do I give others my power? And when you really think about it, it doesn't actually make sense, because
no one knows you like you do. Yes, you might have close friends and family who feel like they know you inside out, but in the end, you're the one who knows yourself the best. So why would you let anyone tell you what you're worth? Because they don't know you. No one knows you like you do. So you need to take your power back. And you're the one who controls your power in the first place. And you're the one who's giving it away. So it's in your control to take it back.
That's all I have for today. I hope that really got you thinking, because I know the first time I heard that, it definitely got me thinking too. Thank you so much for listening if you've got this far. Follow me on Instagram at dia.bengra, although I'm pretty sure half of you came from there in the first place. But also don't hesitate to send me a DM and tell me what you thought, give me some feedback, maybe ideas for the next episode or what I could improve on maybe, because I would love to hear what you thought. That is all for today. Thank you again for listening, and hopefully I will see you next time on A Teen's POV. Bye!